Youth Orchestras of San Antonio's next concert features something their concerts usually don't. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
Music director Troy Peters says what's unusual in this Sunday's Tobin Center performance isn't in the music.
We're coming at it in kind of an unusual way. It's a multimedia presentation with video. Adrian Wired hasn't just edited together the video, he actually performs the video as we perform the music. So he's sitting on stage with a laptop and he times the edits to match the music. So when there are changes in the harmony or the form of the music, the video changes along with that.
If this sounds familiar to you, you may have seen Wired's work before.
We worked with Adrian 2 years ago on our performance of The Planets and got really great audience feedback about the experience of hearing The Planets with this interstellar video. And so now we have that same journey with Dvorak.
He's talking about Dvorak's New World Symphony, which was the composer's musical love letter to his new home.
It's excited, it's beautiful, it's nostalgic. It's this great portrait of the U.S. from a European perspective. Then we also have this great piece by Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring, which of course is a great American composer looking at what it means to be American, what it means to sound American.
He's also beginning the program with another piece celebrating spring.
This little beautiful piece by Lili Boulanger that we're opening the program with, these are all pieces that are just favorites of mine.
Doing these favorite selections is how Peters is marking his 10th anniversary running YOSA. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.